Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book.com. We're going to do a short session tonight, starting off with a tribute to the World War II veterans, the ones who made this country great, the greatest generation, not only in wartime, but in peacetime. Not only did they build the greatest military and the strongest military in the history of the world, but they also built the greatest nation, the most successful industrial nation on the face of the earth. And here we are tonight, and we are splintered, divided, fighting amongst ourselves, going nowhere in a hurry, while we listen to flowery speeches from a man who has no skin in the game, and a party that has no skin in the game. And before I get into my tribute, I just had a thought today. I was watching the Cialis commercial, you know, for erectile dysfunction, and they show a couple sitting in separate bathtubs. You know, they got Bob Dole to do Viagra. Maybe they could get Bill and Hillary to sit in separate bathtubs for Cialis. Wouldn't you like to see that? And I'll mention one disappointment that I had over the weekend. I happened to be flipping the channels, and I quickly go past Bill the Rat Maher, the PLO dancer, Bill PLO dancer Maher, and he had on as his guest John Bolton, and I was very disappointed. And I felt sorry for John, and he was out of his league. Bill PLO dancer Maher is the lowest form of scum that ever was slapped against the wall in the United States. He is the Caiaphas of the United States. And I felt sorry for John Bolton, and he had also won a woman, I think she was a congresswoman or a governor, and he made fun of both of them, and he ridiculed them for his peanut gallery. which must be stacked with all kinds of pervs. And I can't stand a Bill PLO dancer more. He's the only guy that was cheering as Americans were jumping off of the building, calling Al-Qaeda heroes. And I got to tell you something. As religious as I am, and I, as a Christian, I'm taught to forgive. This is one guy I would never forgive. Sorry. He is an insult to humanity. And if he was at the crucifixion, our blessed Lord would look down from the cross and say, Bill, I'm doing this for everybody but you. He's a real rat. And that's my personal opinion. So let us now pay a tribute to real men, and we'll say goodbye to real rats.
There's one thing that you men will be able to say when you get back home, and you may thank God for it. 30 years from now, when you're sitting around your fireside with your grandson on your knee, and he asks you, what did you do in the great World War II? You won't have to say, well, I shoveled shit in Louisiana.
I am convinced, more than ever, that the only thing that will save this country and unite it once again is to bring back the draft. Everybody has to serve their country. Otherwise, you're going to have a nation with no skin in the game and a mercenary outfit that does its fighting for it. And that's all we're going to have, and that will lead to our demise. I watched the actual footage of Doolittle's raid over Tokyo. And I didn't know this, but as a result of Doolittle's raid over Tokyo, the Japanese went mad. And on the China seashore, where they suspected that the Chinese were helping the pilots who had to bail out of their planes and ditch their planes, they executed 250,000 Chinese. 250,000 Chinese. That's 50,000 more than the death toll in Nagasaki and Hiroshima. You think about that. When some communist tells you we were wrong to drop a fat boy and little man, and a little, was it fat man and little boy? Yeah, you think about that. You think about a million American lives that were saved, and we put a quick end to the war. And also think about the fact that we had the bomb, and that Americans gave it to the Soviet Union. They gave it as a gift to Joseph Stalin in the interest of world communist peace. And how quickly we're betrayed. And never forget at the Trojan horse. Never forget that the horse that was left behind to be brought inside the city gates. We got a lot to learn. We're going to repeat history all over again. Hang in there. I'll give you another tune. One of the veterans who attended the ceremonies at D-Day visited the gravesite yesterday, and he said a final goodbye to his buddies, and I guess he must have told them he's getting ready to join them because he died in his sleep last night. What a fitting tribute to a warrior. Fantastic. These guys were solid gold. And I also was looking at the Bataan Death March, and I never realized it, but I think the figure that I recall is 66,000 died on that death march, and 11,000 were Americans, and like 55,000 were Filipinos. I never knew that. We owe the Philippines a debt of gratitude that cannot be repaid. Any Filipino peasant that took a bayonet in the back trying to give a dying GI a cup of water has a stake in the United States. I wonder if we'll have great generals again like Patton and MacArthur and all the other great generals who I don't recognize. And a great Air Force general, Curtis LeMay. He was for America all the way. Now we have great heroes like Colin Powell, who says what's politically correct. We're gonna cut off the enemy and kill him. How brave that was, wasn't it? Yeah. But when it came down to the real nitty-gritty, he didn't have the stomach for war. For sure, he was no John Bazelon.
Thank you.
Imagine dying on the beach at Normandy on D-Day. You know what I say? We should never go to Paris. We should only go to Normandy. If you want to go to France, go to Normandy first. And then you can follow the route into Paris and follow the same route that the Americans went to take the French girls from the Germans. And I see that the Queen of England was shunned at the D-Day services this year. She has more of a right to be there than Sarkozy. And that was a big mistake. An absolute big mistake. The Queen of England has served in World War II. And she should get her own Victoria Cross. But having said that, and thinking about all those guys who died, who never even got out of the landing crafts on D-Day, who drowned 1,000 feet out from the beach. And the only recall that comes close to that, to me, is the firemen who died at the World Trade Center. That was their D-Day. That was our D-Day in the United States. The greatest defeat in American history. And nobody was ready. Not the Air Force. Not the intelligence. Nobody was ready. Not the city of New York. Not the FBI. Not the CIA. Surely not the Congress, who 40 days before 9/11 voted to burn the American flag. SJR-7. The Senate did. Yep. Surely they had no idea what was coming. Yet they all demanded to know what Bush knew, and when did he know it. We will see how Obama stands up in the test. In the test of steel wills. We will see. And keep a running count of who's dying. And you notice the price of oil is going to $70 a barrel. That jihad tax is coming back. We're paying Sakat. Al-Qaeda a Sakat. Obama is concerned with Sakat. One of the guys who died on 9/11 was a fireman. His name was Chapura. He was from Staten Island. He's from my church. His name's on an American flag there, along with the Faustino or Postal, and a lot of other names. 47 names, to be exact. Some workers, some firemen. Some worked for Cantor Fitzgerald, which was up on the top floor that couldn't get down. But Chapura escaped death in Beirut, in the barracks bombing that killed 247 Marines, that was committed by the Iranians, and they haven't been paid back for that yet. If we can give Japan two nukes for Pearl Harbor, surely we can give Iran a run for its money for killing Americans. And that now, and you can add to the 243, you can add to that the Al-Qabar bombings. You can add to that the USS Cole. You can add to that Robert Stephan, who was executed on a TWA hijacked plane, and his body was thrown on the tarmac in Beirut. We got a lot of payback to do yet. And this war is just beginning. I told you it's a 10-year war. It's more. It's going to be a 20-year war. And so just as on D-Day, we lost a lot of good people on 9/11, we lost a lot of great people who instantly became heroes. And I put a little poem to a song called The Bold Fenian Men. And I changed it to The Bold New York Men. 'Twas at Liberty Plaza, the sun it was beaming on strong manly forms. In squadrons came streaming. I see them again, sure all my days dreaming, Glorio, glorio to the brave New York men. Some died on the stairwells, some died saving strangers. And committees were formed to tell us they were failures. But they left their dear country, and they never feared danger. Glorio, glorio to the brave New York men. She went on her way now, God be praised that I met her. Be life long or short, I shall never forget her. We may have brave men, but we'll never have better. Glorio, glorio to the brave New York men. And it begins, I left out the first verse, it's, 'twas at Liberty Plaza, I spied a young woman, saying the rosary, as she ne'er heard me coming. I listened a while to the prayer she was humming, glorio, glorio to the brave New York men. So, they are definitely in league with our heroes of World War II, the greatest generation. They have joined the greatest generation in their sacrifice for God and country.
Don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day. Keep smiling through, just like you always do, till the blue skies drive the dark clouds far away. So will you please say hello to the folks that I know, tell them I won't be long. They'll be happy to know that as you saw me go, I was singing this song. Again, don't know when, don't know when, but I know we'll meet again some sunny day.
Take care, folks.